It's going great, brother.
Awesome. Sorry about that. I was just on the roof there with the contractor.
So. Oh, it's all good. All good. No worries. So is this a good time for you now? Or?
Yeah, we're good now.
Okay, awesome, awesome. All right, so let's just jump straight into it. Google Guaranteed, what it is it's a pay-per-lead platform directly through Google. It's the best lead program on the market currently, though. Okay, and here's why. These leads from Google Guaranteed are only sent to you, so you don't share the lead with other companies, and they come through via phone call, okay? Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's getting so popular, you only pay for qualified leads, Philip, meaning when that lead calls you, if you schedule an estimate with them, like if you schedule an appointment, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry, but if you were to quote them or schedule an appointment, those are considered qualified leads that you would be charged for. Okay. If it's anything other than that, like let's say they call and it's out of your service radius or a service you don't provide or a solicitation call, right? Anything other than a scheduled appointment or a quote, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And just to clarify on that part too, the way Google does that, every company that qualifies for the Google Guaranteed section, when your leads are on, it's not going to be your phone number showing. It's a Google rotating number, which will forward to your phone. So it comes through on your phone as LSA lead. And these leads are recorded by like a Google bot, so like an AI, which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, to safeguard it too, in your current like client dashboard you have through us, let's say you decide to go with Google Guaranteed, you're going to have an added section under leads that will say paid leads. And that will show you every Google Guaranteed lead that came through. And it's going to say next to it paid or unpaid, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Okay?
Yep.
So the company, it's still currently licensed and insured, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I saw that in the notes. I just wanted to make sure. The other requirement is you need a minimum of 5 reviews. I believe you already have, when I looked, I think it was 11. So you're good there. And the last requirement is you do need, on any face-to-face employees, so in other words, if you have a big crew of guys or you sub guys out, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it will just be you. You would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to. All right, so background check's good. You're licensed. You're insured. So you do qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I already got them pulled up, too. Let me just scroll down. Okay, so for the general contractor vertical, the cost per qualified lead is going to be $74.67 per lead.
Gotcha.
Now, Google does require a minimum budget. Okay, this is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like. Like, I got a guy in New York that sets a 200-lead budget, but he does, like, the whole state, you know? But the minimum I'm required to tell you about for the 13 leads, that's at $974.
Oh, they want that down?
Yes, correct. So the 974 is basically you have 13 leads in the bank. Now, the next part I was going to get into, we don't charge that until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. But let me tell you, too, how the lead budget works. So it does roll over. So let's say you do the minimum requirement at 13 leads for $974 and you take on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an estimate with each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $974 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now, let's say you take on one qualified lead, and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, booked out, on vacation, like whatever it is. Or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $974. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $74.67.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, I know I kind of touched on it, but we don't charge that lead budget until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. This is where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check to get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically.
Gotcha.
Okay. And after you're approved, we don't automatically charge the lead budget. You're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. Once you give us the thumbs up on that, that's when the lead budget would be charged.
Gotcha, gotcha.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I needed to also tell you, so we do charge, though, a one-time application / management fee. This is basically to set everything up for you. So you pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Gotcha. Sounds good. What was I going to ask?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. You know, I was just like, man, I need to spit that out.
No, you're good. I was talking over you. That was my bad.
You're good.
It sounds good to me. $24 for the basically, or whatever it is. I can't get something out of my head. It sounds good to me. If I decide to, because I'm in the process right now of transferring my company over into an LLC.
Okay.
For the final paperwork. And it should be any time now. So I was going to go to the post office this morning, but it didn't have any time. So I'll probably go do that a little bit later today.
Okay.
See if I got anything in the mail to verify. But should I just wait till I get all that stuff, and that way it has all that license, you know, all that good stuff first?
You would want to wait. So what's going to happen, they're going to require you to submit your license and also your insurance, which will be, they require the Accord document. In the application, we send you an example of what that looks like. If you don't have your Accord document, all insurance companies provide it. So to fill out the application properly, you're going to need the license squared away and the insurance as well. Let me make a test account real quick, and I could tell you the exact requirements too, okay? Give me 1 second here.
Yeah, in that case, I'll wait for it, and it's like I said, it should hopefully be in soon right away. And
right.
And once I get everything, all that stuff squared away, and I also, it'll give me some time to put my finances together, and then we can go from there to jump into the process and all that.
100%. So let me do this. What I'm going to do, I'm going to send you an email. So pec.exterior@gmail.com. That's the best one for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sending you an email titled Google Guaranteed. This will have like everything we just went over in writing. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to reply to the email with your vertical, which just means your category, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. Now, heads up on these subcategories.
What's my vertical, sorry?
A general contractor.
Okay. Can we do it as deck builder? That way it's more, it's not so broad. And that's the market that I like to be in. Is that doable?
It's not. So deck builder isn't a vertical on its own. It's under the general contractor vertical, and it's under the carpenter vertical. So
okay, yeah.
In general contractor, what you would do, so I'm going to send you your list of subcategories. You're going to see decks and patio on there. You'll see accessory buildings, bath and remodel, exterior finishing, foundation and concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, and roofing. What you're going to want to do is just turn on the type of leads that you want from those subcategories.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Yep.
Yeah. I wish though, Google Guaranteed, it's kind of newer. Like, it's been around about 3 years now. So they haven't, the subcategories, they haven't made like their own verticals yet. Like, for example, my painters that get in on this, we have to put them under the handyman vertical, and then we just turn the painting leads on, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so let me get this to you. What I'm going to do to you is I'm going to run a test account in a second here, and I'll send you the exact requirement, too, for, like, the amount of liability insurance you need and the type of licensing you need as well, okay? That takes just a few minutes, though, so what I'm going to do is get you these subcategories and stuff first. So I'll run that test account, and as soon as that's done running, I'll go ahead and I'll do another reply to the email with the requirements on there, okay?
Yep.
All right. And last thing, too, I'm going to send you over a text message with my direct line and extension. So once you have, like, the license squared away, just contact me, and what I'll do is we'll set up your Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment with, like, your lead technician, and we'll get the application sent to you via text message and via email. That way you could start filling it out, you know?
Perfect, perfect.
All right. Any questions for me so far?
Nope, I think that should be good. Are you in the – so you're only in the Google part, the Google advertising part of Local Flash.
Google correct? Guaranteed is the main department I work in, but I've been here 6 years, so I'm pretty well versed on all of our products, you know?
Gotcha. I'm looking to increase my lead generation through Facebook ads for the time being. Are we able to do that?
I am, 100%. So let me see what they have for you right now. Okay, so you're on a $100 Facebook advertising budget currently. What did you want to increase that to?
Maybe another $100, because right, like, I think I only just got one this morning, and I would like to kind of push more products. So.
Okay. So what
you know roughly what I'm paying? You know what I'm roughly paying for my Facebook fees and or for my Facebook ad campaigns and for. And how much I'm paying for lead roughly, do you know?
I do. So for the Facebook ads, it's a 25% management fee. So out of the $100 budget you have allocated, $75 is going towards Facebook ads. And your let me check here real quick. Let me see. Let me see how much you're paying per click on that. Facebook ad clicks. Two leads. Okay. Oh man, that's killer. Okay, you're paying essentially on average around $1.38 per click on Facebook ads.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's not bad at all, you know?
So there's a management fee, which is what, you know, $75 left over afterwards. And then, so Facebook, there's a campaign rate, or do they charge a day rate?
No, it's not a day rate. So on Facebook, right, we do retargeted ads. So if somebody was to do a search for any of your services, when they, what do you call it? When they do that, when they go to their Facebook page, what happens is you have an ad show up on their feed, where they have, like, an easy, like, click now to call action.
Yeah.
So it's not – Facebook doesn't charge, like, a daily rate or anything like that. It's going to be a charge per click is what it is.
Oh, I misunderstood. There's a previous company I worked with, and they said that, and then they – I was getting raised by Price Mail. You just keep charging, like, $1,600 a month or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No. That might be, like, that company's fees or something, you know? But – no, you're paying on average from what I see, and I gave you the wrong amount. You're paying on average $1.46 per click is what it is.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I guess, yeah, if we can increase it more, because $1.46, that's roughly about 7, that's 60 some clicks or whatever. So if we go, can we bring it, for now, let's bring it up an extra $50.
Okay.
What happens?
All right, so let me, I'm going to dash to our Facebook department so they know. But give me 1 second. Let me just attach this to your account. Oh, You said $50 increase, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So give me one sec.
Does that bring it up to like $350 then in that case, or $349?
Give me one second. $150 times. Minus $37.50. So that means you would have $112.50 going towards the ads.
Gotcha. And then for my total price with you guys is going to be $350 or so, right?
Yeah, it would be $349 to be exact per month.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm gonna attach it right now, and then I'm gonna message over the Facebook department. That way they know to allocate the $50 right away. And then what's it called? I'll get you those requirements. I know you're getting it squared away today. So once you have it squared away, just contact me, and then we could start getting you going on at least the application process. That way you're approved from when you're ready to start. You know.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Okay. All right, so let me get this off. Just so you know, your next billing is February 22nd, too, okay, on the base program, just so you're aware.
Awesome. Yeah, okay. We got about a month.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me add the $50. Okay, perfect. So let me send this over, and then I'm going to run that test account here, too, so I'll shoot that. Expect that in the next, like, 5 to 10 minutes. It just takes a little while to run, you know?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Good talking to you, okay? Thank you so much for being a client, and we'll speak to you soon.
Definitely. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Likewise.